In a unanimous vote, the Haynesboro Assembly and Mayor passed a new budget with funding increases across programs and departments.
It's unanimous.
Thank you.
No one from the public weighed in at the meeting, either in person or via Zoom. Overall, borough finances are better than expected due to better tax revenues and federal stimulus funding, including funds from the American Rescue Plan for almost $500,000. The Assembly approved a roughly 12% increase for the police department. They granted a nearly 50% increase for equipment and materials and 25% more to the police overtime budget, in part to address issues with bears. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas.
We've heard it from the public numerous times that we don't like seeing the police go over budget and having to come for amendments. So our forward thinking was to bump the hours up so we don't see the request and maybe hit it more in the middle. And hopefully these bears in town don't make it to where we're doing this again.
The Assembly passed substantial increases for emergency services dispatch, public works, hazardous waste removal, and for the pool and museum. They also approved $24,000 to the Avalanche Center, covering about half of next winter's operating budget. It will be used for safety programs and forecast information for visitors and Haynes residents, according to Assemblymember Cheryl Stickler.
As Haynes residents in the winter, we do go out into the backcountry, and it's important that all of us have this safety training.
The borough approved $12,000 to Becky's Place, which provides shelter and assistance to those experiencing domestic violence. Assemblymember Paul Rogers, a former police officer, supported the funding as essential.
And oftentimes when police show up, everybody says nothing, and there's almost nothing that you can do as a police officer. So it's very frustrating to see people hurting and to have no resources available to help those people who are truly in need. And so Becky's Place serves a function, I think, that is extremely important to our community. There's probably more of this stuff going on than you would think there is. And this is a worthy cause, in my opinion.
The borough authorized about the same level of funding as previous years for the Chilcot Center for the Arts, the school district, but made small cuts to information technology, the library, the Parks Department, and wastewater treatment. They also granted $9,600 of donations previously collected to go to the Haynes Long-Term Recovery Group, whose top priorities are housing and debris removal from the landslide. In a separate resolution, the borough authorized contracts for intensive emergency response training and household hazardous waste disposal services, which had been cut from last year's budget. The new budget will go into effect July 1st, and the next assembly meeting will be Tuesday, June 22nd. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.